Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Sports Illustrated covers Notre Dame with us, and we'll get into the football team on the field and all that. Brian, I'll start with Lou Somogyi. I saw a tweet from Blue and Gold Illustrated Saturday morning, and I had no idea. I was paralyzed in my tracks when I saw that tweet about his passing. I knew him for many, many years. Heck, when I was up there at Notre Dame to do my show, he came by and spent an hour with me. This is back, I believe, right before the 2012 season, the undefeated regular season team back then. But you knew him well, too. You worked with him.
Yeah, Lou was a mentor of mine. And, you know, I've been reading Lou since I was a kid, you know, when I got Blue and Gold Illustrated as a high school kid. And, you know, when I first came on the beat in 2010, even though I was technically considered a competitor, Lou took me under his wing and really helped me transition from football coach to writer. And, you know, when I got a chance to work with him, it was a no-brainer, you know, and he was just the ultimate professional, tremendous writer, tremendously gifted, the preeminent Notre Dame historian, and there is no second place. But, right. You know, the thing that I wanted people to realize about Lou Somogyi is, yes, he was all those things professionally, but he was so much better and so much just, I mean, amazing as a human being. Just the kindest. And if you met him in person, Bill, you saw this. The kindest, most gentle, sweet, caring person you'll ever meet, and just one of the most genuine souls that I've ever been around.
Yeah, I was, to say the least, I was just in shock when I saw that news. Anyways, I'm sure he's looking down on us right now, and he's going to approve of this Notre Dame conversation we're about to have.
Well, Lou never liked being the center of attention, so
right,
he would always prefer that we talk about something else. But he was special.
No question. Yeah, rest in peace, Lou Somogyi. I typically would never start a conversation with any guest about any team when it comes to could two true freshmen actually be starting on the offensive line. That's my question.
I just don't see it. You know, and I know Brian Kelly said what he said, but, you know, I mean, a week before, Brian Kelly wasn't ready to name anyone a starter and was talking about competition and all these kind of things. And now all of a sudden, not only are two freshmen going to start, but they're going to start side by side on the left side. I just don't see it. And, you know, I don't see it. And, you know, I think this is just Brian Kelly kind of being Brian Kelly, which is just, you know, whether there's some, whatever is behind it, whether it's motivating veteran players or whatever the case may be, I just have a hard time seeing Notre Dame going out with the players they have coming back and putting not only two freshmen in the starting lineup, but side by side. I have a hard time buying that. But, you know, those are two talented players, two top 100 caliber recruits, and they have performed well, especially Blake Fisher. I mean, I've been hearing about Blake Fisher just being a dominant player since even before spring started, just what he did in workouts. And, you know, I talked to former Notre Dame players that came back and watched practice, and I've talked to, you know, people associated with guys on the defensive side of the ball, and everybody I talked to says, this kid is special. This kid's going to be a star. So I do expect Blake Fisher to be playing a lot But whether or not we'll see both him and Rocco playing remains to be seen.
Well, and Jarrett Patterson's not even out there, right? So that solves one of probably in a domino way solves some of that.
Yeah, and I think right now what Notre Dame is trying to do is they're trying to figure out what their best five is. And, yeah. And essentially with Jarrett Patterson, I mean, Jarrett Patterson could play all five positions on the offensive line. I mean, he was recruited to be an offensive tackle, moved to center because they were looking for a center after Sam Mustipher left in 2018. And you know, he was just that kid that you said, hey, we got to find a place for him, and center is the open job. And so they moved him to center, and he took to it immediately. So he could easily play that, but he could also go back to tackle. He could play guard. And so it's kind of like, you know, we can play, since Jarrett's not practicing because he is recovering from the injury he had during the 2020 season, it's let's find our best four, and then we can kind of plug Jarrett in wherever we have a need. I think that's what they're working through right now. And, you know, I'm surprised that they're not still locking him into the tackle position. But, you know, like I said, there's still a lot of moving pieces to this, and I don't think the story has been written yet on who the starting offensive line is going to be for Notre Dame.
Brian Driscoll, Sports Illustrated, with us. All right, let's go to quarterback position. Jack Cohn, Drew Pine, true freshman Tyler Buckner, who you and I probably have not quite as much quarterback experience in high school as him, but not a lot, even though he's probably the most talented player. How is that competition going, though?
You know, it's a battle. I still think this is Jack Cohn, going to be Jack Cohn's job. I think that Jack just has too much experience, and he's a talented player. You know, I'm actually a lot higher on Jack Cohn than most as a player. I really liked what I saw from him at Wisconsin, and I got to think, you know, you put him at Notre Dame with the players and the athletes he's going to have at Notre Dame, and I think he's a good football player. But Drew Pine's making this a much, much tougher decision on Brian Kelly than I think a lot of people expected. I don't even think Notre Dame expected Drew Pine to battle this hard this early. I think they kind of view Drew as the guy that's probably a year away. You know, you let Jack Cohn come in, start for a year, and then let Drew battle next year. But, you know, but Drew picked up the offense immediately. He's an incredibly smart quarterback, very accurate quarterback, and he's not going to blow you away with elite physical tools, but he's got those other intangibles, Bill, that are so important for a quarterback. You know, intelligence, he processes information, he's accurate, he's a leader. You know, all those other types of things that you look for, he has. And that's why right now he's in the battle. So it's those two guys, really. Tyler Buckner's not right now in the conversation to start. But, again, he's also only 11 practices into his Notre Dame career. And this came after a three-year stretch of high school where he only played one season, because 1 year because of injury, another year because of COVID. He just doesn't have the experience that you need. But he's very talented. There's no question about it.
I have always done well with Brian Kelly. You know, he's got a lot of people out there that don't like him. I've always liked him. He's always treated me well, so I'm probably a little biased here. But there is a pet peeve, and I hear you on your broadcast talk about the same thing. Particularly at wide receiver, they're wasting young talent. I saw it was either a tweet or a comment from you. Don't necessarily expect that to change coming up this year. Is that what you meant to say?
Basically, yeah. I mean, and that's just been kind of Brian Kelly's MO at wide receiver. And, you know, it's a complex position that they require a lot more. And the frustrating thing for me, Bill, is that it's beyond the wide receiver position. For me, it's even bigger than that. And what it is we're in an era of college football where teams are trying to simplify things, and they're trying to go faster and make it less complicated for their players. So two things can happen. Number one, they can be more up tempo and those type of things. And number two, so they can make sure that their players are playing fast and playing smart. We're seeing it on defense. We're seeing Marcus Freeman talk about doing that on the Notre Dame defense. But Brian Kelly hasn't shown a willingness to change. And it's not just with Jordan Johnson, and it's not about Xavier Watts. This is something we've seen throughout Brian Kelly's tenure. I mean, you know, the example I like to point out is when Notre Dame lost by a point to Georgia back in 2017, you know, Cam Smith, Freddie Canteen, and Chris Fink combined for over 100 snaps, whereas Miles Boykin, Chase Claypool, and Cole Kmet combined for 12. Well, I got a feeling that if you flip those two numbers, maybe Notre Dame can get two extra points against Georgia and win that game. So yeah. It's been that way all along. And, you know, last year we'd hear Notre Dame complain about, well, you know, we just don't have any explosive playmakers on the field. And I'm like, yeah, you don't have any on the field, but if you turned around, you got a few of them standing behind you. And that was kind of the frustrating thing. And really, the only years we've seen Coach Kelly play young receivers is years where he didn't have any veterans. You know, 2016, for example, when, you know, all their best players were freshmen and sophomores. And it's just a frustrating thing because there's talent to be had. And look, I like the starters. I mean, those are the guys that I was complaining about 2-3 years ago needed to get on the field. Braden Lindsay and Kevin Austin and Lawrence Keys, those are talented football players. But in this day and age, you can play those guys plus two other younger players. And that's the frustrating thing. And now with the one-time transfer rule, now you run the risk of you're going to land these top talented players, but then they're going to get thrown down on the special teams, you know, the freshman year. And what's their incentive to stay? So I think that's kind of my frustrating thing is just stubbornness, and it's something that needs to change if Brian Kelly's going to take this team and get them over the hump, because he's got them so close, Bill. That's the frustrating thing. They are so close. He just seems a little bit stubborn to make the changes on offense like he's done on defense.
Down to about 90 seconds, Brian, and I think I brought this up with you prior. I keep thinking there's a scenario in the next couple of years where Brian Kelly moves on, retires. He's not old at all, but Marcus Freeman takes over. Am I thinking too deeply here?
Not at all. I mean, Bill, I think you know me well enough to know I'm pretty much against hiring assistant coaches and guys who have never been head coaches at Notre Dame.
Right, right.
But I also think I just called Kelly stubborn. I can't also be that way. You have to also be open enough to where there is a coach who has the unique skill set, the unique talents to say, I think this guy could get it done. And Marcus Freeman's one of those guys so far. Now, we got to see him coach Notre Dame. We got to see what he does. But
right.
Dynamic personality, intelligent, players love him, strong recruiter. He really has all the traits that you want in that next level young up-and-coming guy that you look for as a head coach. And if he can do on the field what I think he can do these next year or two, I absolutely believe that Marcus Freeman could be that guy that sort of breaks the mold and says, you know, you don't hire an assistant coach. It didn't work out great with Bob Davey, but Marcus Freeman is no Bob Davey. He's the guy that I think a lot of Notre Dame fans are excited about possibly being that guy if he can do on the field what we all think and hope he's going to do on the field.
And recruiting would and recruiting's been top 10 good. I'm not trying to be overly critical, but I think it would take another notch.
Well, look what he's doing with defensive recruiting now.
Right.
I mean, and that's always been the side of the ball that people thought was the hardest to recruit at Notre Dame. And Marcus Freeman's like, no, not really. You put in the work, it really isn't.
Brian, always good to have you here, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
There you go. Mr. Brian Driscoll, who, as you can tell, if you're going to come on here and you've got a school, you got to own it. You got to possess it. He does. We are clear the rest of the way. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Billis King. And if you do want to email the show, that's fine. BillisKing7@gmail.com. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's heavy, but it's moving 24 westbound here up by Harding Place. You got all that traffic flow coming in from Rutherford County. We've been in pretty good shape leaving Dixon County this morning on I-40 going east. It was westbound where we had that earlier problem with the car fire on 40 westbound there at 840. They're still trying to clean up that mess from earlier. Plus Park at Murfreesboro Pike. That wreck should be over to the side. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium. Sleep with the Sharks coming up May 12th. All the details. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, there's no better way to start the day than with the Egg McBongo. It's perfect. A fried egg with cheddar jack cheese on an English muffin. That, paired with a cup of coffee, is the best way to start your day at Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. You can kick back and listen to the spin of vinyl records while enjoying a board game or two with all of your best friends. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Stay a part of hospitality with a career at the Omni Nashville Hotel, the key to Music City. We invite you to attend our job fair on Thursday, April 29th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are hiring for full-time hours at a competitive wage with great benefits. With available positions in culinary arts, engineering, food and beverage, front office, housekeeping, laundry, loss prevention, spa, and stewarding. Online applications must be submitted prior to attending the job fair. For more information and to apply online, visit omnihotels.com/careers. Omni Nashville Hotel is an equal opportunity employer.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today: sunshine, highs 55. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 37. Thursday, mostly sunny, 62. Friday, cloudy, highs near 66. Showers likely for Saturday, highs near 65. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He's got the exculpatory evidence on college sports. It's Bill King.
That promo is true. That's why we play. 615-844-5600. Coach's hot seat out in Lake Tahoe. Monitoring. Taking mental copious notes this morning. Says, Bill, if Brian Kelly decided to retire or move on, let's say, to the NFL, ain't no way the Irish would hire an unproven head coach. Right now, the next list for them would be probably, he lists Matt Campbell, who is doing a very good job at Iowa State, Luke Fickell at Cincy, Tom Allen at IU, and Mark Stoops from Youngstown, Ohio. Mark Stoops, Stoopsy at Kentucky. He's doing a solid job there, too. Said Notre Dame has already tried learning on the job. Lunacy. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Just throwing it out there. Coach's hot seat. Also, Bill, if Harbaugh gets fired at Michigan in December, if Iowa State coach Matt Campbell turns down the job, they may just go after Mark Stoops at Kentucky. He says, we think Mark would jump at a chance to coach Michigan, in our humble opinion. Stoops has a, and not that Michigan is afraid of money, but Stoops has a big buyout. Isn't it like 15, 20 million or something or more? Bean counters, where are you right now? I forget all these buyouts. They vary, obviously. I think he's got a monster one. Aliquippa Bob. Now, here's the deal with Aliquippa Bob. Aliquippa Bob is from Aliquippa, obviously. Note the name, which is Pittsburgh. Suburb of Pittsburgh. Like I told you, my only experience, well, I've got two experiences with Aliquippa. Tony Dorsett is from there. One of the best ever running back. And Randy Cross and I trying to get back to the Pittsburgh airport one time coming back from West by God, Virginia, Morgantown, got lost in Aliquippa. Bob's probably going to say, Bill, how do you get lost in Aliquippa? I don't know. I don't have a good excuse for you. Anyways, Aliquippa Bob, this last winter, came down to Florida. Alan from Tampa's area, Tampa St. Pete, said, I'm going to try this out. Not sure if I'm going to like it, but I'm going to come down and I'm going to hang out in the better weather, the warmer weather. Went down there, at first a little homesick, then got used to it. So I noticed the other day he was talking about being back home in Aliquippa, and I said, well, I guess he's back home. He said, no, Bill. I sold my house in Aliquippa, and I'm going back down to the Sunshine State. Gonna find me a place. He hadn't found a place yet. He said he's out. He's shopping right now. If you're a realtor, I'm going to give you Aliquippa Bob's number. All you realtors right now, here's the number. You ready? No, I don't have his number. I can't give you his number. Just kidding. But, yes, he's moving down there. Says the weather is too addicting. Now, this summer, once we get into the hot, humid, sticky, oppressive heat of Florida, Bob, here's my advice. Rent until you get through the summer. I'm not sure how you're going to react. Because Florida summers, let me give you a description of it. You walk outside from your house or condo or apartment, whatever. Immediately when you hit the outdoor air, your breath goes away. And you start sweating like you've never sweat before. That's my description there. Tom up in Milwaukee. Bill. The secret to electric football. Now, again, if you're tuning in, you're wondering, now, what the hell? What is electric football? Back in the day, we were all talking about this. They had this electric board that you could buy with all these little football players, these little robots, whatever they were. And you'd put them on the field, offense and defense, turn on the electric floor of this contraption, and then they would all get into a scrum. It never really worked. Now, Jim and Jupiter said that he actually had formations that could make plays. Jim must be a better offensive coordinator than me, obviously. I never saw any way to make a play. Only thing you ended up with was just one big scrum. Kip up in D.C. said they went as far as to paint these men, these toy men, different jerseys and stuff to represent teams. So, again, Tom says up in Milwaukee, Bill, secret to electric football was having a friend who could create some great play-by-play. Also, the secret to playing the baseball dice game. Or any board game, face it. Great play-by-play is the spice that enhances any dish. I never tried that either. Yeah, at that age, and even in college, I didn't even know I would go into this. So the play-by-play thing never really registered with me. Eric up in Indy. Bill. Glad to hear Coach Driscoll, Brian Driscoll, on the show. Made some very good points that I think a lot of Irish fans feel in regards to Brian Kelly's stubbornness. Oh, yeah, he's very stubborn. Now, again, I have a bias. I go up there. I mean, he says, Bill, have you been in my office before? Which I have. I mean, we were doing on a different, this was not the same year. The year that we went to the college football coaches convention, and again, it jumped city to city. It's been in Nashville several times. But we did the show from Indianapolis. And Brian Kelly, I don't remember all the people who came by. Tons of coaches came by. Brian Kelly came by to do the show. And I don't even know what happened, but out of the blue, I asked him, and I don't remember the year. It was probably 2013-ish. Brian, are you about to take over the offensive coordinator play calling duties? I just thought of this out of the blue. It wasn't even a thing. And he said, yes. There's your scoop, Bill. This hit every major news outlet on the planet Earth. So Brian Kelly has always been, I've always liked him. Maybe, and again, I'm just biased. I'm giving you the truth. I'm just biased. I've always liked him. Dude is a hell of a coach. Brian Kelly has had three regular season undefeated teams in the last, what, 8-9 years? Now he gets to the postseason, runs into an Alabama or a Clemson or whatever, and yeah, that hadn't been a good look. That's obvious. Dude is a hell of a coach. Notre Dame is in way better condition as a football program than when he got there, and they were going through coaches left and right since Lou Holtz, to no avail. Now, they don't match up well with the chalk. I see what you see, but he's done a heck of a job there. One more, and then we'll get the call. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, what would get better ratings? The Kansas spring game or introduce Rush Probst at halftime? How about, Bill, Jeff and the Burl volleyball podcast or an Armageddon fireside chat with the AD at Vanderbilt, Candace Story Lee? Let me look at this. Introducing Rush Probst would win at halftime. That'd get the better ratings, I think. Give it to him. You don't think Rush Probst, you put him at Kansas, and what first thing he would do is he would dominate the Kansas junior college ranks in recruiting. Kansas is loaded with JUCO players. And if you're at the University of, you've got no choice. You better go raid that area. It's not a good idea for everybody else because it's usually a two-year player. Could be three. But at Kansas, you need to try. You've got no other choice. You're in the basement. He'd do a good job. I don't think anybody at Kansas probably has ever heard of Rush Probst, but that'd be a good idea. Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
What's your moisture, King? Hey, Bill, I called to sell you a little Josh Heupel today. Been running some numbers. But I'll say one thing on Kansas real quick. I don't want to use my call on it. I think if you're Kansas, you got to be a big boy, and you got to get your $4 or $5 million out. Do they have the financial commitment? And then I think what you do is you target the young bucks. That would be like Jeff Levy, Kendall Briles. I'd probably try to skin the cat that way.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know what they're doing right now, and I'm not saying that in a negative way. Maybe they are looking in that type direction. I just don't know.
I hate to do this, Bill, but I'll compare Tennessee football and Kansas football. I thought I'd never do that, but here's the deal.
Wow.
Kansas is never going to be, for all the jokes that Kansas takes,
yeah.
Kansas is never going to be MTS who. They're never going to be Tiger High. They're never going to be Houston. You know why?
Why?
Because they're in a Big Five league. You can't take that away from them. You're still going to be on national TV. Yeah, you might be getting beat 50-10 by Oklahoma or somebody.
Right.
But there's somebody out there that wants that challenge, especially if you're throwing $4 or $5 million around. But you got to be serious about your product. Are they in the football business? Or are they just a basketball school?
Seems like they're just a basketball school.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Tennessee's a baseball school.
So are you still advocating Tony Vitello? Good to know you. Bye.
Let Tony walk. .com at Vol Creatures. Let Tony walk. You can't pay $2-3 million for a baseball coach when your football program's in the crapper. Give it to Heupel. Do something like that. Go get it back from old Fatmer and what's his face, Kevin Steele. Go sue them and get your money back that way. Hey, Bill, wanted to throw some. I was reading about this Joe Milton, this transfer coming out of Michigan. You get a lot of Michigan, Ohio State callers, and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. You know all this, and I want to run this by you. He's telling the reporters he can throw the football 85 yards. Is there anybody on earth that can throw the football 85 yards? I'd like to see that.
So he can stand in Neyland Stadium and throw it out of the stadium into the river right there.
Well, he's told reporters 85 yards. And the word is, this is where I'm going with my call, Bill. Apparently, like most coaches, I guess, Heupel likes big arm accuracy. I mean, big arm quarterbacks and speedy wide receivers. Well, who doesn't like that? But some coaches, I think, you know, you obviously want both, but sometimes some coaches, I think, probably value placement, accuracy. But it sounds like Heupel's more about arm strength. If that's the case, it sounds like he's got his guy.
I mean,
like that dude's got a bazooka.
That mean they got five scholarship quarterbacks there right now. I guess that's about to thin out once he announces somebody, right?
Yeah, and I'm guessing it might be Harrison Bailey, former four-star of Atlanta. Yeah. Maybe, let me just run these numbers out of here. Cause don't want to bore your audience and get out of your way. Oh, and by the way, real quick, the rod runs are in trouble over here at Gatlinburg. We had a fight. Somebody shot a gun off at a gas station to break a fight up. And the merchants are mad that everybody's bringing their bologna sandwiches over and sitting in the parking lot and not coming in and buying Subway sandwiches. And everybody's mad at the rod runs over here. You know what
What's a rod run?
Oh, if you're a car guy, you know, the car crowd.
Yeah.
The big, jack up your old car, shiny inside motor and the big fat tires and the 600 horsepower and all that.
Yeah.
They do these rod runs over here spring and fall, Bill, and you never seen so many classic cars and so many people and so much traffic. Worse traffic than New York City. Burnouts at the red lights. Stay away. Take the Gatlinburg bypass. No, but here we go, Bill. I want to talk about Heupel and get out of your way.
Yeah.
You know this already, but I want to throw it at you one more time. He was a Heisman Trophy runner-up. He looks like a slob in a suit.
Right.
But if he was a Heisman winner, the Heisman runner-up gets nothing. That's Heath Shuler, Peyton Manning, Hank Larsella, people like that. They all get forgotten about outside of Peyton Manning. But if you're the Heisman winner, you remember forever, right? So there he is. He's a Heisman runner-up. There's that. But he coached Sam Bradford. We all know that. Sam Bradford did win the Heisman, right?
Was he the coach for Sam that year for Sam Bradford?
Yeah, he was the position coach for Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford won the Heisman, and I don't know if I think he's out of the NFL now, isn't he? Is he still playing? I think he's gone, but he had a pretty good NFL career, but won the Heisman, I'm pretty sure.
Made a lot of money, you know that.
Drew Locke, we forget he was the OC at Missouri for 2 years. He's been in big boy football. Speaking of real leagues, he was the OC for 2 years at Mizzou with Drew Locke, and Drew Locke's having a good NFL career, lit it up. Listen to this one, Bill. Did you know this? I just saw this in an article today. That's why I'm calling you about it. I didn't know a lot of this. Dylan Gabriel, the UCF quarterback last year, led the nation in yards, passing yards last year. Did you know that?
I knew that, yeah.
Okay. Jason White, Landry Jones, Mackenzie Milton. You know, I'm starting to think the guy knows what he's doing with quarterbacks and getting, you know, throwing the football.
Well, he's better than what they had on that side of the ball.
Wonder if we could get him in a visor. Try to make fun of people. See you, Bill.
Cosby Cattleman actually said something positive there. He's trying to like Heupel. Could you tell? He's trying. Now, next call, he'll probably turn on him. But for now, it sounds like he's doing his best to be amicable in this relationship. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Morning traffic still moving right now here on 24 up by Harding Place. It's busy in the normal spots here this time of the morning. Still got quite a bit of traffic leaving Mount Juliet on I-40 coming through Hermitage, M Hill Pike at Lanny Boswell. That was a wreck at the intersection there a few minutes ago. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks coming up on May 12th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
The 2021 NFL Draft. College football's best. Realize a lifelong dream.
With the first pick.
Get exclusive access to the future stars of the NFL as they take the stage. Live from Cleveland.
Here's Lawrence.
Najee Harris.
Zach Wilson.
I am so pumped up about this draft.
The 2021 NFL Draft starts April 29th on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes. Snickers, the official chocolate sponsor of the 2021 NFL Draft. Snickers satisfies.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners go out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a Bill King show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Kyle Equipa Bob just posted a picture. He's back getting his stuff and everything, trying to get everything sorted out up in Pennsylvania where he's from, up in Aliquippa, and he just posted a picture of their snow. He says there's an inch of snow up there, and it's April. It's mid. We're pushing late April. Now, we didn't get any snow here, I'll give you that, but it got chilly. Going to be chilly today here in the 50s, I guess. Very unusual. But spring weather can be a bit fickle. I'll give you that. A bit Luke fickle. So that's normal. Armageddon, welcome in. What are you doing?
Greetings from Chicken Road there, Bill.
So you've been, since your morning gig decided to buy your own car, you've been sleeping in some.
Yeah, but, you know, things were a little different this morning, Bill. I actually called not realizing that you were getting ready to have, was it Brett Cianci you had on at about 6:30?
Yes. Early, yes, Brett Cianci, yes.
Yeah, Tubbs actually called me and woke me up at like 6 o'clock this morning.
6? For what?
Just checking in.
Oh, okay. All right. So that got you up going and... because people have been asking about you. They're a little worried about you.
Had me an important business meeting over at McDonald's for a little while. And now we're ready to rock and roll.
Vanderbilt, I think, is opening up the baseball stadium to about 40 to 50% capacity. I think that's what I heard. Would that include you?
That does not include me.
So the ban is still in place.
Yeah, but, you know, I thought about, and by the way, Bill, I was headed down West End last night, and I remembered, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, Corbs and his boys are playing tonight. So I kind of cruised on by there, you know, and sat there at the corner of Jeff Nick and 25th and watched the game for just a few seconds there, kind of from outside right field.
Oh, so there's a way you could park there and look in from the ground level?
I just kind of pulled over on the side of the road.
Right. Gotcha. They were playing.
What I'm thinking about doing, Bill.
Yes.
The parking garage across from the tennis court, if you're following me.
You know what I'm talking about?
I've
been there many times, yes.
If you go all the way to the top deck of that parking garage, you've actually got an unbelievable view of the game.
Right. I see people on the TV version of it all the time up there.
So sometime between now and, you know, I think we've still got, five SEC series left. So sometime, you know, between now and the end of the season, I might just be seen up there at some point.
Mississippi State's a very good team. That's the one coming up.
You mentioned them opening to 40%. There's a lot of season ticket holders that one in particular that I know that wanted to go see him play last week. You know, the midweek game, he called the ticket office and, you know, they said at 40%, they still can't even. I'm sorry, this guy is not a season ticket holder. I said he was a season ticket holder, but he's just a big fan. And they told him, you know, that they still, with the amount they were letting in, you know, that they still couldn't even, you know, accommodate all the season ticket holders. So I don't know. I think maybe eyebrows has something to do with that too, Bill.
Yeah, it's a shame. But they're going up there to Knoxville. The place is packed, and everybody's up there having a good time raising hell. And Vandy comes home to crickets. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Corbs, from what I hear, I did not personally hear the interview, but supposedly after one of the games up there in Knoxville, Corbs was a little bit upset about, you know, things being so packed up in Knoxville, yet, you know, we're not letting people come see, you know, one of the best college baseball teams in the country.
He was. That's right.
Now, I've already made plans, Bill. It's Omaha or bust for me. And these first two times that, you know, Vanderbilt, or actually they've made it three times, I guess, to the College World Series, but I have not been out there yet. This year, if they make it to the College World Series, I'm going, because everybody tells me it's something that I need to experience.
I think that's right. I've done it once. We did it. We took the show there in 07, spent about a week there, and probably a little too long. It's a long – now, the whole thing is about 2 weeks long. It's a long tournament. But anyways, no, I think you being a Vandy fan, you need to do this.
Now, Bill, have you heard from my boy Black?
Not at all. It's been several months.
You think he's gone Rip Van Winkle on us or something and just sleeping?
I don't know. I don't know if his schedule changed or something in his life changed. I do not know, but I'm worried about him.
One thing I do know about you, Bill King,
yes.
It's late in April, different nights here the last, you know, several days. I've seen the Auburn A-Day game on. I've seen the Alabama spring game. I've seen the Georgia game. I know Clark Lee had their game last Saturday. So we're almost through spring practice, Bill, so I know that makes you happy because you love it so much.
That's right. You know me well.
Have a fabulous Wednesday, Bill.
All right, bud. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm worried about Black. This isn't just a little week or two. We're going on months here. That is not good. I just hope he's okay. I think he's okay, but I don't know why the time away. I don't know. Got another break coming up. Presented on this Wednesday edition by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still booming right now here on 24 up by Harding Place. It's busy in the normal spots here this time of the morning. Still got quite a bit of traffic leaving Mount Juliet on I-40 coming through Hermitage, M Hill Pike at Lanny Boswell. That was a wreck at the intersection there a few minutes ago. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, coming up on May 12th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
Yeah, no, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today: sunshine, highs 55. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 37. Thursday, mostly sunny, 62. Friday, cloudy, highs near 66. Showers likely for Saturday, highs near 65. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
FanDuel. Get that app. If you don't have it, get it. Now, you got to be in Tennessee. This is a state-by-state thing. This is the way it works. That's the law. Baseball, it's in full force now. And there's nothing like sitting down watching a game. You got a cold drink in your hand. The weather's good. And you have a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball, now is the perfect time to give it a shot, because do they have a deal for you? They are letting new users literally swing for the baseball fences. You'll get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way, you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win, and that is lasting all season long. That's right. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app is very simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, and they are unique. They have fun bet types like same game parlays and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. And when you win on FanDuel, they're going to pay you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So just download that app, the FanDuel Sportsbook app, and use the promo code BKING to get in on the action. That's right, FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code BKING. Got to be 21, got to be in the state of Tennessee. First online real money wager only for a risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions do apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. FanDuel. Good partners of ours right here on the show. Clay says, Bill, I have been to Omaha for both natties for Vanderbilt, 2014-2019. He says, I highly recommend it. Yeah, I went out. I enjoyed it. I don't know that I would ever go again, but I'm happy to say I was there. That's when Oregon State was winning back-to-back natties. When I was there, I believe they won at 86-87. But yeah, I was happy to be there. That was a good trip. If the boys said, Bill, let's head back out to Omaha and let's go to the College World Series, I don't know I'd go again. I'm happy just now. I'm going to be watching it on TV. Don't get me wrong. I just don't need to be there again. Now they're in the new downtown baseball facility, and forever and ever they were at the old Johnny Rosenblatt, right next to the Henry Dorley Zoo. I love that place. Haven't been to the new one. Cosby Cattleman, when he called, was talking about Joe Milton could throw a football 85 yards. All I know is when watching him at Michigan, most of the time, he was very inconsistent. Says Jeff 2 says, Bill, the only quarterback that I've seen throw a ball 85 yards is Jamarcus Russell. Final play of regulation, 05, LSU, Tennessee. Jamarcus Russell threw a Hail Mary from his own 20, and the pass was tipped in the middle of the end zone. Fell incomplete. That's a pretty big-time heave right there. Now, again, Jamarcus Russell gets picked first in the draft. I think he got $40 million, and then he just went away. Didn't do anything. Got his money, and that was it. He cashed in and said, I think I'm over this. I'm good. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Joe Milton news, the transfer to Tennessee. There's no reason to get up and excited about that. I don't get it. Now, maybe if he were to win the job, eventually, maybe he goes out there and plays well. I just don't see it. Kind of confusing to Vol fans, because what does this mean? Does this mean everybody else we have currently aren't what Heupel needs, what Heupel has evaluated, what he thinks they need to be successful at quarterback? Really don't know. Is it simply add another one and it brings more competition to the quarterback room? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the reason is. I didn't even know they were in the market. Now, people are saying, yeah, they were always going to add another quarterback. That's fine. I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't. I was not aware of that. So I was shocked. I haven't taken a look yet. I've not turned on any of the monitors during the show. So I couldn't tell you. I'm pulling it up right here as we wind down. What's this channel? I think I've got some kind of golf tournament on right here on this channel. Let me flip over really fast to see what they're saying in the market this morning. The S&P, oh, it's up slightly. Little green, about 8%, not 8%, about 8 points up. And the Dow, the NASDAQ, all green. Not hugely green, but green enough. to get us started this morning. Good show. Tomorrow, we've got Berg. And we also have Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Is it already Thursday? We're already pointing to Thursday. Amazing. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter. Market's a little happy this morning. At Bill is King. Oh, we had a lift-a-thon. Didn't even talk about it. Had a lift-a-thon. My son, who they weighed at 175 huge pounds, joined the 1,000-pound club. That's three lifts. Bench, squat, and hang clean. It was 1,005. See if you can do that. I can't. Lodge Pop.